Welcome, welcome. This is Cassandra Austin McDonald with the Grow Through It podcast, where I share my personal life experiences and the stories of others who have grown through life's ups and downs and came out on the other side. Listen in as you may become inspired to evolve into the best version of yourself. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald, and today I am excited to announce that we are celebrating our 100th episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. Yes, woo woo! Oh my goodness, you guys, today is the last day of 2021. I feel like I did it. And one of the goals that I set for myself for the Grow Through It podcast specifically was to reach 100 episodes by the end of the year. And so today is actually the last day of 2021. And yes, I am sitting here in my closet recording the 100th episode. And I couldn't be more proud of myself for that. I do not care that it's the last day of the year and this is when I'm recording the 100th episode. What I am proud about is the fact that I am doing it, that I set this goal out for myself. I held myself accountable. I've shown up even when I didn't feel like it, even when I wasn't even sure if anyone was going to listen to anything I had to say. And I pressed record and I've shown up consistently. And it shows because here we are, 100 episodes in. And so that is super exciting. And we're also in our third year of the Grow Through It podcast. And so for those of you who have been with me since day one, you know that I launched the Grow Through It podcast in December of 2018. So this is the third year. Today's 100th episode. So it's such a cool, cool time to just celebrate the podcast and being here for the last 3 years, accomplishing 100 recorded episodes, and just being consistent in showing up, not only for the people that I believe I've been called to serve, but for myself. And one of the teachings and lessons that I am often sharing with those in my community and my clients is keeping small promises to ourselves. And consistency really does increase your confidence. And when you increase your confidence, you really do have the confidence to then create a life you love. And for those of you who know what I'm all about, I am all about us winning and loving life, that we get to be with who we love, we get to do what we love, profession-wise, career-wise, and we get to create a life that we love all at the same damn time. And I believe I have been doing my best to walk that out for not only myself, but just to be an example for people that have been watching my journey, but also for people who are looking for inspiration and hope. And it is my honor to be able to be that guiding light. And I am so damn proud of myself, y'all, like for real, to be able to write down a goal and then see that you've accomplished that. It's such a great feeling. It really is. And don't mistake me here. I did write some goals down this year that I did not reach. And did I feel some type of way about it? Sure. Of course I did. You know, I am a overachiever. I want to hit all my goals. I want to go to the moon and back again multiple times. You know, I get something out of setting a goal and accomplishing it. However, one thing I have learned on my journey is that it's not always about achieving the outcome or arriving at the destination, but more so about who you become in the process and who you become in the pursuit of something. I've shared this story before, but I used to work with this psychologist before I moved to Florida who actually specialized in studying happiness. And in her findings, what she discovered was that people who had a goal and were in pursuit of a goal actually were happier than people who were not setting goals for themselves. And that really stuck to me when she shared that with me, because it helped me to realize, despite the traumas that I have experienced, despite some of the downs and the valleys in my life that I've experienced, that really goal setting has been one of the primary reasons I've been able to overcome and persevere and get through and break through and break free out of a lot of different challenges I've experienced in my life. Goal setting truly has been one of the anchors in my life that has helped me to stay centered and grounded and to really have something to focus on, something that takes me outside of myself so that I don't get caught up in, you know, self-pity or self-doubt and things like that when things aren't going your way in life. When you have a goal set, it's like you have this thing in front of you that keeps you moving in the direction toward it. So regardless of what's happening in your world, regardless what circumstances you're facing, regardless of what challenges you're experiencing, having that goal really helps you to have something to get out of bed in the morning for, to have something to look forward to and to keep moving toward. And another goal, you guys, this goal, oh my gosh, that I accomplished this year was I walked into 2021 with over 6 figures worth of debt. I had a house, a property in Illinois that was not selling. Some of you heard that story, part of the story that I shared on a previous podcast episode where I was sharing 10 things I was grateful for in 2021. And I also had student loan debt. And so the house sold. And also this is such a miracle, you guys. Like, oh my gosh, it's just absolutely incredible this happened for me. But I had a student loan forgiveness. And so it says zero balance everywhere, y'all. It says zero balance on the FAFSA account, on the student loan servicer account, on my credit report. Y'all, when I tell you a sister was looking up everywhere, I was like, let me confirm. I also received the letter where they were congratulating me that it had been forgiven. And I literally cried when I saw it, because a big part of me having that debt was because I had my son when I was in college and I gave up a track scholarship because it was too much pressure for me personally to continue to train and go to school and take care of my son. And so a lot of that student loan debt I accumulated was being a single mom and just trying to get my education and get through. And to be able to say that it's gone and my son is now in college and I'm debt free, it is such a great feeling, you guys. I feel like another layer of confidence has been added on to me, because for a long time I was attaching my self-worth to that debt. And I'm just being completely transparent with you guys. It really was a heavy burden for me for a long time, because I am not a huge advocate for having personal debt unless it is a debt that is accruing some sort of income generating asset. For instance, having investment properties and things like that, that's different. However, in this case, I'm speaking more about personal debt. I am not about that life, okay? We are about the positive net worth life over here in the McDonald household. And so it was a burden for me personally. It really was affecting my self-worth and really feeling like I was so behind in life. And it was like this secret weight that I was carrying around for a very long time. And so I'm so grateful that I can say that I am debt-free, and the Mr. already was debt-free. And so that's amazing. So we are in a space now of really focusing on building our net worth. And so that's exciting, because I feel like I can actually quote unquote catch up now, if that makes sense. Like, I already have investment accounts and things like that, but I feel like I can actually focus more on that instead of having this thing in the back of my mind lingering and hanging over my head of, what about that debt? What about that debt? It was like this little, you know, the devil on one shoulder and the angel on another, like this constant something whispering in your ear. And so that is gone. That is done. And I'm so grateful for that. And so just being here on the last day of the year, reflecting with you guys and just celebrating, you know, celebrating what I have experienced this year. My business had some success in it. Of course, I have served more people this year ever than I ever have in my business. I had some incredible collaborations. I had some cool speaking opportunities. I've met some amazing people this year. I've connected with cool people. I have worked with the most incredible clients. And so this has been a really great year, despite some of the challenges I faced. And again, I go back to the goal setting. And it's such a anchoring, but also simple process of goal setting to follow. And I know that now is a time where people are talking about New Year's resolutions and things of that nature. I prefer to call it goal setting because you can adjust and make or change a goal at any time. It doesn't matter what day of the week or what time of the year it is. It's really a personal choice. It's a personal decision. And so I prefer to call it goal setting because I believe that it takes some of that personal power back where it's like, yeah, it's great that it's the end of the year and we're moving into a new year and all of that new fresh energy, you know, we can feel it, right? Like you can feel everyone's kind of feeling some sense of relief that the year is over, some excitement of what's to come, but also some newness and some fresh new ideas may be coming up for you where you're like, man, I'd like to achieve this next year. I'd like to experience this next year. I'd like to finally do this thing next year or have this thing next year. And so this is the time of year where people really start thinking about those things. And so it is a wonderful, wonderful time to do some really great goal setting because your mind is there. It's all around you. It's literally like this collective energy thing happening right now in the world where everyone is thinking about what are they going to do in 2022. And so I really invite you to lean into that and to really embrace what time of year this is. Like I said, I'm not a big fan of the whole New Year's resolution idea because to me that sounds a little bit more limiting in that, oh, I'm only going to wait until this time of year to set a goal. I prefer to say I'm doing some goal setting, you know, a New Year goal setting or however you want to phrase it. But I really invite you to lean into the energy of what's happening this year and in this moment where people are really thinking about what is the next year going to hold for them. And so I invite you to do the same. Really think about what does 2022 hold for you? What does it look like for you? What are some goals that you really want to see yourself accomplish and experience? And this is the time to sit down and write it out. I will be announcing soon a goal setting workshop. And so if you want to stay connected to me so that you can attend that, I'll put a link in the show notes where you can join me in my free Facebook group, The Empowered Self, Win in Love and Life. It's a free Facebook group for my community, us folks being our most empowered selves. But I'll be sharing about my annual goal setting workshop that I like to do every year there. But I wanted to share with you all just some reflections I was journaling about earlier. I was talking to the mister and I shared with him that today's the 100th episode. I was like, I did it. It's the last day of the year and I'm recording the 100th episode. So like me, you guys, so like me. But nonetheless, here I am recording it. And I just started reflecting about some things that I've noticed were some lessons, some growing pains, some insights that I've had this year. And I really want to be conscientious and mindful of those lessons and growing pains moving into this new year so that I can always make sure that I am applying what I learned to my life. There's this saying I often use that there's no such thing as a wasted experience if you learn the lesson and apply the lesson learned to your life. I'll say that again. There's no such thing as a wasted experience if you learn the lesson and apply the lesson learned to your life. And so as I've been reflecting at the end of the year and just thinking about what have I experienced this year? What were some of my growing pains? What were some of the lessons that I've learned? I've been jotting those down so that I can now apply them to my life next year, because otherwise, what was all of that for, right? And here on the Grow Through It podcast, we're about growing through it. not getting stuck in it, okay? A lot of times people experience challenges, hurt, pain, heartache, setbacks, perceived failures and whatnot, and then they live in it and they get stuck in it. And that is not what that experience was for. That experience was there to teach you something. That experience was there to give you a perspective or to help you to heal or to help you to grow. Whatever the lesson is in that for you, if you don't get that lesson, you are going to find yourself in this habitual pattern of repeating things over and over again. And God has this funny way of bringing experiences back into our life until we both learn the lesson and apply the lesson learned to our life. The application piece, you guys, is the caveat. That is the caveat. A lot of times people talk about learning their lessons and they talk about growing pains and they talk about learning from their mistakes and learning from the last relationship and learning from the toxic work environment. But if you don't apply the lesson learned, you're not putting what you learn into application, which means you're not going to create change. The way you create change, the way you break a cycle, the way you break a pattern is by doing something different. And the different is what creates the newness. And so whatever it is that you're seeking, whatever it is that you are desiring, you have to first start examining what have you not been applying to your life. You probably have a wealth of lessons learned in you. And you're seeking the new thing, you're seeking this, you're seeking that, and you're not applying what you already know to your life. I'll keep it real with y'all. That has been a huge lesson for me. Y'all, I am the queen of buying somebody's book, okay? The mister would tell you, he probably like, if I see one more book come through that mail and she got a whole, y'all, the bookshelf we have here, I probably need two more bookshelves. They're packed with books. I even have my books categorized according to the topic. I have a financial section. I have a health and wellness section. I have a mindset section. I have a spiritual section. I have a psychology section. I have a feminine section. When I tell y'all, your girl is well read and versed over here. Plenty of books. However, there have been many times where I have either read a partial book and I didn't apply what I learned, or, and this is me really telling on myself, y'all, I've read a book and I've received a book, I've ordered a book, and I have not even read the darn thing. And so one thing I am taking into 2022 is not leaving things undone. That is a huge lesson for me this year, is not necessarily undone in like this big sense. You know what I mean? I feel like when it comes to bigger things, a lot of us are great at checking those boxes, but I'm talking about the small, minute things that we think don't matter. But when you reflect back, you realize actually it did matter. And for me, one of those things was stop not finishing these books or stop pulling lessons out of these books and not applying it to your life. I'm very good at doing that sometimes, but then there have been other times where admittedly, I was rushing through this book because I was looking for some divine download that was going to help me quantum leap somewhere. I know y'all, it sounds airy fairy, but anyway, I had that realization and had to catch myself and reel myself back in and really pay attention to why am I doing things. And so being more intentional about what I'm doing, slowing down when it comes to my studies, and really taking time to dissect things even further and deeper. I love researching. I love learning. I am a lifelong learner. I'm an avid learner. However, I'm finding myself even in my own work that it's time to go deeper rather than wider. What do I mean by that? Well, we can learn all the things about all the things, right? There are millions and millions of topics out there in the world. However, for the work that I do as a self-empowerment and mindset coach, I know the type of work that resonates with myself, my audience, but also my frameworks and my processes, which means that there are certain subjects and frameworks that I could do better at going deeper in my own research in. And so that's some lessons that I've learned when it comes to research and studying and reading, not necessarily feeling like I have to know all the things, but really digging deeper into what I already know and taking that level of knowledge to the next level. So I wanted to share with you all some other reflections that I've had about some lessons learned. And you guys, some of these are really vulnerable for me, to be honest with you. It's an area that has been ongoing in my life with dealing with women and female friendships, but also encounters with women. And I was actually having a conversation with my therapist a couple of weeks ago. And she finally just called a thing a thing. And it was one of those moments where I've always heard this, but I was one of those people that my naivety always got the best of me. And I would try not to see things from that perspective. And I would try to say that, well, it can't be that. But it's one of those things where I'm often judged upon first appearance. And something that I have had to work on is wanting people to accept me for me. And so I would enter female relationships of any kind, whether if it was a friendship, a colleague, a mentorship, whatever, trying to prove myself, trying to prove that I'm not a pretty bitch. I'm not stuck up. I'm not this because of how I look. And what I had to learn this year, some hard lessons, y'all. Oh my gosh, some painful, painful lessons was that I cannot control other people's perception of me. And yes, I know this. Yes, I have talked about this many times, but it's one of those things where I myself was going around my own little merry-go-round dealing with the same experience over and over again because I wasn't taking the lesson and applying it to my life. And after experiencing some hurt, you know, I finally had that wake up call where I was like, okay, Cass, you've got to stop, girlfriend. Like, this is a deeper thing. Obviously, some of the behaviors and traits that we have stem from different traumas. For me, some of those traumas come from childhood, but also school age traumas, you know, teenage traumas where I struggled with friendships as a teenager. This is not a new thing for me. And so I really had to step back and look at, well, where is this coming from? What's the root? And start dealing with it from that space and not from a surface level. And so I literally, y'all, took myself through my own process. And it was quite revelatory. It was very revealing. And it was not easy to do so because I had to face my own ish. I'm just keeping it real. I had to face my own ish. And so, you know, this year I noticed how I would literally allow different women to project their insecurities onto me and make that my own thing and try to still prove myself, prove I'm not this, prove I'm this way. And it was ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. And I finally got fed up and I was like, you know what? This is their shit and it doesn't belong to me and I'm not picking it up. I'm done. It was kind of one of those moments where you've had it. You know what I mean? Where it's like the straw that broke the camel's back. It's like the most smallest thing. Someone else on the outside looking in may think it's very minute. It's petty. It's not that serious. But for me, it was some experiences I had this year where I was like, that is it. Never again. Never again. I'm not dealing with this. And so I'm taking that lesson into 2022 with me, and I'm standing on that and learning how to be at complete peace with being misunderstood. And for me to finally get here, you guys, took a lot. It took a lot to get here to say, I am okay with being misunderstood. And it goes on a much wider scale beyond friendships, beyond encounters with women like colleagues or mentors and things like that. But I'm going to be completely vulnerable and transparent with you guys. This was running over into my business, you guys, with being visible online. I have this covert fear that mean girls and bullying type of girls were going to come for me if I was more visible online. And so I would hide a lot of not posting myself, visuals of myself or videos or images. And although some people may say, oh, I always see your cute pictures and stuff, like, yeah, this year I've broke out my shell more. But you guys, in the past, y'all, when I tell y'all, I literally would have damn near a panic attack before I would go live, or I would be so anxious just to post a picture of myself because the back of my head, I was thinking like, they're going to come for me. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Because those have been my experiences with those types of women. And I finally this year feel like I cracked the code where I was like, you know what? No more, no more. I'm done caring about being understood by people who never wished to understand me in the first place. And that was one of the biggest revelations that I had, was that they had already made up in their mind who they wanted me to be. And because I understand psychology, because I understand human behavior, I know that they may have had their own insecurities, their own traumas, their own ish, they're seeing through their own perception that may cause them to feel like, well, let me knock her down a little bit, or let me treat her this way, or let me project my, whatever the issue, whatever their stuff is, y'all. Because I understand this, it helped me to release and let go and not harbor any ill will towards them. I literally feel nothing but love and light in my heart toward them. I've done my work of forgiveness and releasing. I've let it go. I am in a space now where I'm ready to receive what is out there for me in all scales, whether if it's building my tribe here in Florida, expanding my business to the next level and collaborating with some powerhouses, whatever that looks like for me, you guys, I feel like I'm ready. And I no longer care about the world misunderstanding me or who I am or who they think I am, because I know who I am and I know whose I am. And that is all that matters. And so that feels really, really good to say that. Another lesson I learned, which is not on the, I don't want to say negative, but more on the up and up side, is that consistency, diligence, and discipline wins every single time, you guys. I noticed that throughout the year with my business, with the podcast, even with some scenarios and getting the debt released, I was very consistent, I was very diligent, and I was very disciplined. That's how we're here on the 100th episode. That's how I was able to have more clients than ever this year. So a lot of the wins I've experienced in my business with the podcast and things like that, I attribute to being consistent, being diligent, and being disciplined. And so the lesson that I got out of that was, okay, the muscle is there. It's time to transfer that over to some other personal goals that I have. So I have some personal goals that I'm taking into 2022 that are unrelated to business stuff and more so for me as the woman, because the woman behind it all needs to make sure she's good, right? So I have some personal goals that I'm going to take that same level of consistency, diligence, and discipline into and really embody that. And it's almost like I laid an even more solid foundation for myself of proving to myself that I can stick to something no matter what. And being able to prove that to yourself, for yourself, you guys, is game changer. It really is. Because when you prove to yourself that you have what it takes, then you start to dream bigger. You start to get more clarity around what you desire. You start to go for goals that you never thought you would go for before. And it just, your life just keeps growing and it's an expanding wider and deeper and bigger and bolder. And that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited because I know that over time, consistency, diligence, and discipline produces a beautiful, beautiful life. And really having the long game in mind. And so I'm excited about that and seeing where the consistency and diligence and discipline muscles are going to take me to next. And I also noticed something that a character trait within myself, y'all, that I realized I needed to work on was when someone does something I do not like or agree with, for me to work on being less judgmental and more curious. Y'all, I'm just telling on myself today, aren't I? It's just, I'm ending 2021. This is just taxi cab confessions. I'm leaving it all on the table. Y'all remember Taxi Cab Confessions, that show on HBO where that old lady was. Anyway, I digress, y'all. I'm about to go on a whole tangent. But I noticed that about myself when people would do things that I thought was wrong, not right. I would get very self-righteous and judgmental. I admit that. And what I learned was that instead of being judgmental, what I can do instead is be more curious. And the reason for that is because when you're seeing things through the lens of judgment, it really does shut off your ear gates and it closes your perception off. And what do I mean by ear gates? I mean, being able to hear things through a different filter. When you see things through the lens of judgment, you start to get very jaded in your perception and you only see things from one point of view. And so I am in a space in my life where I really want to learn from people, even if they do something that I may not agree with. And really become more curious about, well, why would they do that? What would make them do that? This actually, you guys, started to stem for me last year, to be honest with you, with everything that happened with the racial injustices, the pandemic, the political outbursts, and everything that was happening last year. This is actually when I noticed that the judgment for me was coming up. And so this year is really when I really started to lean more into the curiosity. So me sharing this, it's not necessarily like this revelation just occurred this year. It's actually this revelation occurred last year for me. And I really just started thinking about how I've really been wanting to practice more of leaning into the curiosity, because I do believe everybody has a different perspective and perception for a reason. And sometimes when we try our best to understand someone else's perception, we're more likely to come to common ground and an understanding versus always butting heads and always, you know, going at odds with each other. And I see that so much, especially here in the US. I know I have people from other countries that listen to the podcast, but especially here in the US, I see that a lot where there's this right versus wrong, black versus white, religion versus non-religion, Democrat versus Republican, rich versus poor. It's just that or. It's constant, you guys. And I'm myself am fed up with it. You know, I'm really starting to have this desire to lean into more curiosity and wanting to learn and understand, like, well, why do they think this way? Because I believe that when you try to do that, instead of telling someone how wrong they are, they may actually be more open and vulnerable and share with you. And then you guys could actually have a dialogue and communicate on a healthy level to get to a common ground. But I believe it first starts with both sides being curious about why does the other side think and feel the way that they do. So I'm taking that stance and position for myself personally to lean into more curiosity and less judgment. So what is else, you guys? Another one I noticed was I never knew who was listening and learning from me. And you guys, this year, the people that have reached out to me, both to be a client of mine, but also just to reach out to share that they were listening to my podcast and what episode they were listening to and what they got out of it, it blew my mind, you guys. I never know who's listening unless someone reaches out and tells me. I never know what episodes stood out or what lessons you're learning or just what you're gleaning from the podcast in general. And it really, really shocked me this year. Some of the people that I have both been privileged to work with as a client and who have shown up to one of my events or workshops, but also people who just are listening to the podcast. Like they're women that I respect, you guys, some women in business. They're some heavy hitters, powerhouses, and they're coming to me for support. And I was like, wow, it was really, really mind-blowing. And for me, it really, going back to the consistency piece, reflected to me the importance of that consistency. Yeah, every episode's not an A-plus episode, right? You know, I have my moments where I'm rambling on and on and I'm chatting about whatever. And then, you know, several episodes back on the 10 things I'm grateful for 2021, I started crying on the episode. But what I noticed, you guys, is I am my authentic self here. I am my authentic self. What you hear is what you get. This is me. I'm not trying to, you know, pretend or be someone other than who I am. And I believe that is what's been resonating with those of you listening, is that I'm just sharing both what I know and also what I've learned, you know, on my own journey and what I've experienced. And to know that those are turning into insights for you all really, 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 really touched me. And it's really those messages and those nudges for me personally that's like, keep going. You know, there are times in business and when you are walking in your purpose where things look bleak, where things don't look how you think they're going to look, where things are getting a little bit slow, and discouragement and doubt may kick in. And so when I have those messages come through, or I have these powerhouse women reach out and want to work with me, it's to me like the whispers of God saying, keep going, keep going. And so thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every single one of you who have listened, who have shared, who have tuned in, who have reached out, who have done whatever you've done to either spread the word about this podcast or simply just applied something that I've shared to your own life. Thank you for doing that, because for me personally, it means that none of this is in vain. None of this is in vain. And to be honest with y'all, I probably would still show up and be talking in my closet because I enjoy it. So there's that. And the last point that I wanted to share with you all, which is kind of like a reoccurring lesson, and I don't want to say reoccurring as in I keep getting slapped in the face with it, but more so like a friendly reminder, if you will, is to stay focused on your path in your own lane and to not let anyone stop you from what it is that you desire, including yourself, including you. And one thing that I've been saying a lot here more lately is that the sky is the limit. And the only thing stopping you is your limiting beliefs. And I truly believe that we have powerful creative potential inside of ourselves, and that we can create the reality we desire, whether if it's in your love life, whether if it's in your career, in your finances, in your health and wellness, your location, whatever it is, we have that power within us. We just have to get our belief systems and our actions in alignment with it. And I believe I'm a walking testament of that. Is my life perfect? Absolutely not. Have I checked off all the boxes? Hell no. Have I reached all the things I want to reach in life? No, I have not. I feel like, y'all, to be honest with y'all, I feel like I'm just getting started. But what I know to be true is I have written things down and I literally watched them manifest into my life as a result of me doing the work that I have been teaching and coaching and sharing with you all for the last few years. All the way from the Mister and our beautiful relationship to relocating across the country to my business and my podcast and my son and no debt. And y'all, when I tell you like the things that I experience in my life, it first started with a desire. It started with a desire. Me deciding that I was going to pursue that desire. Me writing it down, visualizing it, getting my belief systems in alignment, and taking inspired action. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? I know. But the way that our unconscious minds work, depending upon our life challenges or traumas even, that's really what trips people up from experiencing what you desire. Maybe you desire the relationship of your dreams. Maybe you desire to do like I did, be debt free and start building a positive net worth. Maybe you desire to be healthy and fit. Maybe you desire to step into your purpose. And y'all hear me out when I say step into your purpose, because I do have a program called Prioritize Your Purpose. And I hear so many women, and I've heard women in my community say, I'm living in my purpose. But they're just posting positive quotes on Facebook. And I'm not saying that in a dissy type of way. But when I say living in your purpose, I'm talking about that God-given calling that you know is on your life, and you're creating something out of it to serve people. It's not just this posting positive stuff on the internet and things like that. It's like so much bigger than that, you guys. It's about having impact. And I believe in order to have impact, you also have to have the income to be able to support that. And so that's something I actually started helping clients with this year, was prioritizing their purpose with having a profitable purpose. And I'm super excited for my clients who stepped into that version of themselves this year. You know, I've had some clients who launched their grant writing consulting company. I've had clients who started to really step fully into their life coaching and lifestyle business. And so it's been so incredible to support women on their journey of taking their purpose to that level where they're actually generating revenue from it. And the reason I'm sharing that is because it's not easy to do any of those things. It's not easy to say, I have a desire in my heart, and then I'm going to dare to pursue it. I'm going to be bold enough and brave enough to go for it, because life has a way of throwing obstacles and challenges your way to test you, to see what you're really made of, to see, do you really want it? And you have to know that this desire came from within you first and foremost. And that's why I say to stay focused on your path and in your lane, because oftentimes in my work, what clients have shared with me is them having challenges with the comparison trap. You know, they're comparing their lives, they're comparing their businesses, they're comparing their bodies, they're comparing their relationships to what other people have. And that's not creating from desire. That's creating from competition and comparison. It's not the same, you guys. It's just not. And so what I want to invite you to do, as we're getting ready to close off this year of 2021, is to get yourself in a still place and ask yourself, what do I want? Not what does Susie have? Not what is this person over here doing? Not what this couple got going on? Not what this person is doing in their business? Not what this person is posting online? But what do you want? What comes from within? What speaks from your heart and your soul? And write that down. And then go after that thing. Guys, that's what I've been doing for the last 10 plus years of my life. You know, the mister and I are going into our 8th year of being together. And that's what I've been doing all these years. I ask myself, what do I want to experience in my life? What goals do I want to accomplish? This 100 episodes for the podcast, you guys, it didn't come from me seeing someone else post it. It came from within. I literally sat down in my sacred self-love space, and I was journaling I don't remember if it was the last day of the year last year, or the beginning of this year, somewhere around that time, the new year energy. And I was asking myself, what do I want? And literally 100 episodes came forth. So I wrote it down. Another one was, I want to be debt free, you know, not because I saw someone else post it, not because I saw someone else have it. It was a desire from within. And I believe because I had these desires from within, and then I aligned myself to receive and experience those desires, that's how they became manifest into my life. And so I really encourage you to do that. Let's release the competition. Let's release the comparison. Let's release the worrying about what Susie, Jack, Joe, and Jill got going on in their lives, and stay focused on your path. Stay in your lane and don't let anyone stop you from your desires, including you. Thank you for an incredible 2021. I am looking forward to continuing to record more episodes for and with you all. If you have some topics that you would love for me to share and discuss, reach out to me. I'll put my email address in the show notes as well, and you can share with me what topics you would love to hear me discuss. And we can start this journey of co-collaborating, if you will, on the episodes, if you wish. But I really, truly appreciate each and every single one of you all for being here with me, listening, tuning in, sharing. I'm excited for you. The best is yet to come for you. I believe in you, and what you desire truly does exist for you. You just have to be the one who goes out and creates it. Okay. Again, to join my free Facebook group, The Empowered Self, When in Love and Life, head on over to Facebook and you can search it, The Empowered Self, When in Love and Life, or you can go to the link in the show notes and join us over there. And I'll be making the announcement about the 2022 goal setting workshop there, and you can join us. Until next time, you guys, see you next year. Take care now. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.